Red Sky at Night, Sailor's Delight in the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The favorite podcast of angry torch-carrying villagers. He resigned from astronaut training when he learned there was no smoking in space. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome again to the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. This is your Medicare expert, Doug Jones. The announcer you just heard was my Canadian nephew, Drew McMillan, formerly host of the smash hit Canadian television show, Powerboat TV. And you can watch Drew do his stuff on episodes of Powerboat TV on their website, powerboattv.com. He and I and his other siblings and his lovely bride and his lovely new daughter, Nora, are not going to be allowed to hang around together due to the Canadian government restricting free access between our two neighboring countries. In other words, the longest undefended border in the world is not going to be as happily crossed. They can't come and join us for Thanksgiving because when they return to Canada, they're going to be forced to quarantine themselves. So it's an unfortunate state of affairs that the dictators in Canada will not allow the freedom of travel between kindred spirits and relatives. But that's what we have to put up with until somebody votes in more rational politicians. That's what we're always hoping for. So meantime, instead of pining away from my beloved relatives, my sister's family of Canadians, I will forge ahead and enjoy every time Drew has an opportunity to open one of our podcast episodes. In the meantime, I am here to help you get through the transition from Obamacare to Medicare in a happy and joyful way. Frankly, there's no reason to be afraid. Most people think they have a ton of decisions to make, but in reality, it comes down to just a couple of decisions. And most of the decisions, if you make a mistake, can be rectified so that they will cause no permanent damage. But what you're trying to do here is to protect yourself from the financial consequences of illness or accidental injury by having the best health insurance program possible for you in place. And that process starts either when you turn 65 or when you work long after age 65 and you're on your employer's health insurance plan, you can start the process to be coincident with your retirement date. Let's say you want to work till age 70 and then retire. Well, as you approach that time when you want to retire and leave your employer's health insurance plan, it's just like you're turning age 65. You have all the protections in place. You're able to start the Medicare enrollment and get your Medicare supplement in place to protect you. And all of that stuff I can help you with at the time of your choosing. And that's what I do. That's what I thrive on. I enjoy helping people get through this very confusing time with a minimum of angst. And so I'm not only enjoying doing that, but I enjoy having Randy help me explain it to people by virtue of this podcast. Randy, how are you? It's great to have you again with another episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here. And oh, by the way, I am so happy you're back in the home country.
Well, thank you so much. It's a beautiful place to be. I'm looking out at Black Mountain. What are the mountains to the west of me? Do you have any idea? It's where the Cave Creek, amphitheater is and stuff like that, where they have the rodeo.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what they're called. I mean, I don't know what they're called, but I can certainly find out for you.
They're like the south end of the Bradshaws, except they're on the east side of the 17 rather than the west side of the 17.
Find out.
It's cool to sit here and watch. Now, when I first bought this house, when it was first built in 2004, there was very little vegetation, and I could see clearly all those mountains, and there's a resort It used to be a dude ranch in the back in the 40s and 50s. Prior to that, it was a sheep shearing station that caused some range wars between the cowboys and the sheepmen back in the late 1800s or early 1900s. And then in the middle 1800s, it was a bivouac for the cavalry. They came from California to occupy this area to, first of all, keep the Indians from marauding, and then to represent the Union in the Civil War, because California was part of the Union, and Tucson, Arizona represented the Confederacy in the Arizona Territory. So I was able to look over at Rancho Manana and the golf course over there. I could watch the Duffers hacking up the course, and we like to go over there to the Tonto Bar and Grill and have dinner once in a while, and have copious amounts of drinks on their patio, and it's just a fun place. But now, here it is, 17 years later, and the vegetation has grown up. The trees are big. The houses are blocking my view, as well as the trees and so forth. So I just cannot see the golfers hacking up the course anymore. But it's still wonderful to look out this window and picture Arizona.
Tonto Bar and Grill is one of my favorites. It just feels really, really homey, real,
yeah.
I don't know how else to say it, but I have been known to spend a few hours there. As a matter of fact, I remember one particular night, I ran them right out of Irish whiskey.
No kidding. Wow. Well, the bar isn't that big, so I can see where they maybe don't store copious quantities of stuff. But anyway, congratulations to you for being able to hang on to that much whiskey without, dying.
Yeah, I consider it quite a feat, at that particular time.
Yeah, friends of mine go to Ireland, periodically, and they come back with Irish whiskey. One night on their patio in St. Charles, Illinois, they said, hey, let's break out the Irish whiskey and pass around shot glasses and enjoy some great Irish whiskey. And I said, that's wonderful. After a couple of shots, I realized they were all staring at me and laughing. And it was because I, at some point in my old age, developed a lisp that only comes out when I drink either Irish whiskey or maybe other hard stuff as well. And so they were enjoying laughing at me at my expense at a lisp that I had developed. So I think I have to swear off. Your alarms are going off.
Oh, the Medicare Advantage people are in here again.
You got your weaponry all ready?
I do. I think the probably my favorite thing is I like Jameson Irish whiskey, but I think my favorite, probably because I've actually been to the distillery, is Bushmills. And they've just, believe me, Doug, they've got this all figured out, and they've been at it, as I've probably told you before, they've been at it under orders of the Queen,
right,
for 400 years.
Weren't you hoping to be able to step into that queenly order and take over for the representing the crown?
I was. They're still considering it. Okay. I haven't heard anything back for quite a while. Well,
if it's going to be a long-term thing, I'm sure they want to think about it carefully, but I'm rooting for you. I'm hoping that the Queen sees it your way and you become their new representative. So anyway, Tonto Bar and Grill is a great place if you're in Cave Creek, Arizona. Tasty vittles and tasty drink. So anyway, we are here at the podcast because we are talking about Medicare. And often when I travel across the country, I get all discombobulated and my careful filing system goes right out the window. And so what I did was I grabbed a handful of things that I thought I could talk about, mostly mailbag items. And then it turns out I'm sitting here looking at three sheets of the same mailbag item from a woman named Barbara, one of my newer clients. She is a delightful person, and she had a question. For some reason, my stack of things to talk about today includes three printings of her question. So this may be a thin episode, but let me start out with what Barbara sent me recently. She said, "Hi, Doug. It's been a while since we corresponded, mostly because you got me all set up for high deductible Plan G about 2 months ago, for which I am very grateful. Even though I am all set, there is something that keeps my mind spinning. I can't help but wonder why insurance companies offering Medicare supplemental insurance cannot get on board with offering dental and vision coverage inside their plans. I find it interesting that the Medicare Advantage plans can offer it and with zero premiums, not to mention all kinds of other giveaways. Someone has to be paying for this somewhere, because nothing is free in this world. It is these two services that I really need, which aren't much different than an annual physical exam from our doctors. Do you know why the insurance companies can offer medical insurance, but not dental and vision insurance inside the Medicare plan? My only guess is to make more money on separate premiums. You did send me info on dental and vision, which I have not decided upon yet. Thank you for that. It's that time of year when I find Advantage plan advertisements in my mailbox, and reading them is so tempting because they offer these two services and with zero premiums. No, I'm not changing from my high deductible plan G because I am set, and I continue to listen to your podcast and glean great info each time. Your last broadcast about MSA, that's the Medicare MSA offered by Lasso Healthcare that I represent, she said, that sounded interesting, but once again, how can a company just give away money like that? You're right that it's a gamble, because no one knows when they will have a medical event. I think what she's referring to there is one of the things I caution people that have Medicare Advantage plans is when you have an illness or an injury that requires a bunch of medical treatment, those bills are going to follow you, because Medicare Advantage plans may have zero premium, but they will have co-pays and other cost sharing, deductibles and so forth, that will cause them to reach into your pocket to a great degree, much more so than those people who have a Medicare supplement plan. And then Barbara said, on the lighter side, your last podcast ended with Randy mentioning the Book of Kells. Here is my two cents. When I was visiting Trinity College in Dublin, Ireland, I got to see these manuscripts in the museum, which are all glass enclosed. It was fascinating. The manuscripts are very beautiful and artistic medieval art in Latin text of the four Gospels. They were created in Ireland, in northern Britain, somewhere between the 7th and the 10th century. I'll be interested to hear how Randy defines a Kell. I remember when we discussed the Book of Kells, Randy said, I'm going to prepare a good, solid definition of what a Kell is and get back to you. And of course, we haven't done that, so I'm hoping he's sharpening his pencil right now. So then Barbara continues on, well, it's starting to get cold here in the panhandle of Florida, and I don't care for cold, which is why I left St. Louis. Going further south would have been ideal. However, this is where the majority of my grandchildren are. Stay warm if you're still in Illinois. Signed, Barbara. So then I answered. I said, greetings from Gallup, New Mexico, Barbara. You have inspired a podcast episode dedicated to this apparent quandary. One of the answers that I'm going to propose is that the Medicare Advantage ads that you're seeing or hearing or reading about when they arrive in your mailbox is bait and switch. In other words, they promise many free, attractive sounding services, but when you, as a client of a Medicare Advantage plan, try to avail yourself of those services, you find out that they're not as described. They're not what they're cracked up to be. Often there are just a few dentists available. If you want the dental insurance, you sign up for a plan that has dental included. And then you find that that only applies to a small number of dentists. So you got to stand in line waiting for an appointment, and you may or may not like the dentist. And the same goes true with the vision. Same holds true with the vision. And often there's a hearing included in those particular plans. So anyway, bait and switch is one way to describe these Medicare Advantage or Medicare disadvantage plans, as Randy likes to call them. And so I promised that I would get more deeply into this. What happens is the federal government can provide health insurance under the Medicare program for people age 65 or older in one of two ways. They can either pay for a vast array of employees and Those employees then operate an insurance company known as Medicare, and people get Medicare Part A, which is hospital insurance, and Medicare Part B, which is non-inpatient insurance. That's for all treatment that you get from doctors that doesn't involve being locked up in a hospital. So the government can do it that way, or they can just write a check to the insurance company and then let the insurance company take care of these people under Medicare. And that's what happened a bunch of years ago when Medicare Advantage plans were invented. The federal government said, it's a lot cheaper for us just to write you a check for a few thousand dollars and let you take care of the obligations that we have to the people enrolled in Medicare. And so the only dictate to that insurance company is that the benefits have to be actuarially equivalent to what the people would get if they were on Medicare. Well, let's face it, Medicare has a big hole in it, a big gaping hole. Your outpatient expenses are paid at 80% under Medicare, not 100%. So you have to either come up with the 20% that the government doesn't pay, or you have to provide yourself with the Medicare supplement insurance. So if the insurance company says, okay, we'll provide a benefit that is actuarially equivalent to the benefit under Medicare, then they're really only talking about 80% of the expenses. So they're able to say, okay, we'll attract people to our Medicare Advantage plan. You give us a bunch of money, Mr. Government, and then we will construct a plan that's actuarially equivalent, but we won't tell the people where their cost sharing comes in. We'll let them find out the hard way, and that is going to be on deductibles and co-pays and co-insurance related to medical treatment when they get sick. Now, they're also going to lure people in with the beautiful sounding dental, vision, and hearing coverage, plus give backs to to the Social Security checks, which is a return of premium that you have to pay on your Medicare Part B. You get a Medicare Advantage plan, you still have to pay Medicare Part B premium, which is $148.50 this year. But some plans say, oh, we'll just take some of the money the government gives us and give it back to the people, and then they will have an extra reason to come buy our plan. Sometimes they have zero monthly premiums. So once again, they lure people in to this Medicare Advantage morass by offering some of the money that the government gives them to make it sound like they're really giving away valuable stuff for free. They talk about taking people to meals or bringing meals to people. They talk about taking people to their doctor's appointments. Well, those things they talk about a lot on television, especially, but they're not going to be available to 99% of the people that would like to consider them. They're only available to people who are on welfare, on Medicaid. Those are the people who are going to get all that free stuff that the advertisements talk about. So this goes on and on and on, but the government allows these insurance companies offering Medicare Advantage plans to promise the world and then fail to deliver it. That's what happens as often as not. This is why I don't sell Medicare Advantage plans, and I don't recommend Medicare Advantage plans to my clients. The one Medicare Advantage plan I do like and I do promote is the Medicare MSA. And that's a plan in which the insurance company gives some of the cash that they receive from the federal government to you, the client. And then they also give you a free high deductible health insurance plan. And they say, all right, if you have to have serious medical treatment, your amount at risk is only a few thousand dollars in a year. Otherwise, you are, you know, fully protected. And if you don't have any ongoing medical problems that need expensive treatment, then you wind up with a few extra thousand dollars in your pocket that you can invest or spend or save as you see fit. That's a Medicare MSA. It's free of charge, and it doesn't have any restrictive doctor and hospital networks. It doesn't have any limited geographic areas in which it operates. You're allowed to get treatment anywhere in the United States, and it has many of the freedoms that a Medicare supplement plan also offers. And it's very close to being a Medicare supplement. There are only a couple of minor drawbacks that I try to caution people about. So a Medicare MSA is the kind of Medicare Advantage plan that I don't mind promoting to people, as long as they go in with their eyes open, they understand the potential drawbacks, which aren't all that serious. So anyway, she says, Doug, Barbara continues on, this is her response to my answer. She says, welcome to the warm Southwest. I remember my Yuma days during the winter. Very nice. She said, I agree. This would be a great podcast subject, and I'm glad I could inspire it. While I'm on the subject of supplemental not providing dental and vision, it occurred to me that I may be one of many taxpayers providing the bank funds for an MSA. That still blows my mind, giving money out instead of providing dental and vision coverage in the walls of a supplemental policy. When I think about the necessities of life in our Medicare years, it always involves dental and vision. As long as preventive services are fulfilled, the higher bills, as long as preventive services are fulfilled, the higher bills due to problems can be staved off. Oh boy, can you tell I'm keyed up about this? The insurance companies really need to step up their game and think about the aging community in its totality. I will reread chapter 9 of your book. That's the chapter in which I list the potential drawbacks of the Medicare Advantage plans, or as Randy calls them, the Medicare disadvantage plans, chapter 9 in the 2021 book. She said, since I have no authority to change the insurance minds that be, like that, it's possible. Looking forward to the next podcast, signed Barbara. Well, it's a wonderful thing when I can share Barbara's thoughts, but she, like many people, would like to have a free benefit added to Medicare, and she's willing to, you know, suffer the consequences. And I'm saying that it's better to pay for what you need than to allow the government to include it for free, because it's never really free. If dental and vision and hearing ever became mandatory parts of Medicare, the cost would go sky high because they don't do anything in a cost-effective manner. I prefer to have those benefits available to me to pay extra for, and yet allow me the freedom to go to the dentist, the hearing doctor, the vision doctor of my choice, and not to have the government involved in forcing insurance companies to provide that benefit. So that's my answer to Barbara. First of all, don't believe all the promises you get with your Medicare Advantage advertising that shows up in your mailbox or on your television. Secondly, don't think that just adding those benefits to your existing Medicare coverage is going to be cost effective, because it won't be. The cost will be very, very steep. So how are we doing time-wise, Randy?
We're out.
We're out. Okay. Your icon is in, you know, white as it should be, but yet there was some delay and you froze up a little bit.
Actually, that's a new skill I have, you know, where your mouth moves and then the sound comes out later.
People ought to pay money to see you do that.
Well,
you could put your grandson Asher on your lap and let him do the talking.
That's right. That's right. I do want to thank Barbara for that little bit of feedback on the Book of Kells. It was certainly one of the highlights of, we've been to Ireland many times, but it was certainly one of the highlights in one of our earlier trips to see that. It's really an amazing piece of work. And I will come back with a little more detail on the Book of Kells as I committed to in an earlier podcast. But thank you, Barbara, for mentioning it. And keep listening, because there will be another mention, if not in detail, of the Book of Kells. So you have just spent quite a bit of time, 32 and a half minutes exactly, listening to Doug Jones, but I want to encourage you all to go to Amazon.com, buy a copy of the book if you haven't got one already. It comes in various formats, just about every format you could think of: color, black and white, audio. What doesn't it come in?
That's about it.
I was going to say video, but yeah, we don't want to do video.
No, those days are way behind us.
Yes, exactly. But we do appreciate you joining us, very much so. go ahead and send your questions and comments to Doug at his mailbag. So it's dbj at mlmmailbag.com. He, you know, every time he comes into the recording studio, you know, there's a little tear in his eye if there's no mailbag items.
I do enjoy getting mailbag items, so I'm looking forward to our next batch, our next arrival.
So, I always have one occasional stump the insurance expert question. Oh, you mentioned earlier that, you know, some of the Medicare Advantage people claim they're going to, you know, buy you lunch, take you to your doctor's appointment, polish your shoes, you know, all kinds of different things. But this is a serious question. Will they take you to the cleaners?
Oh, yes. That's the first stop. When you get in that little prison bus that's been whitewashed so you can't see the name of the penitentiary on the side of the bus. And when you go through that steel gate that protects the driver from the irate passengers, and then the driver locks that gate, that's going to be the first stop, is right at the cleaners, where you're going to be, your pockets will be turned inside out, let's say.
Yes, exactly. I just wanted to check on that because I wasn't sure that was possible on the list, but I know it is now. But thank you for joining us. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma, and the CIO, COO, CFO, and every other O of MedicareForTheLazyMan.com.
Bye-bye.